Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, God bless you. Welcome you once again to the Mind of Christ Covenant Broadcast Hour. We thank and praise God for his blessings, for him, his mighty works, for him opening doors and making ways. We thank God tonight for you tuning in to be with us on tonight. We magnify the Lord, for this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the Lord's day, and we're grateful today to be in his day today. Amen. We thank God tonight for what God has done. Man, from last week up into this, God has done some marvelous and miraculous things, and we're glad about it on tonight. Amen. We're thanking and praising him for the doors that he has opened, amen, and for the ways that he has made. Amen. We want to encourage you tonight. Keep your hand in God's hand. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what the situation looks like. Amen. As long as you keep your hand in God's hand, everything is going to come together and work out all right. The matter is according to your faith. Amen. It's your faith, amen, that enables you to move. The Bible tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Amen. It's impossible to please him without faith. So we have to have faith tonight in order to please God. If you want something done, you want things moved, amen, you have to pray. And you have to have faith. After you pray, trust and believe God to do it for you. Amen. He's faithful and he's just. Amen. To do just as his word says. And we're grateful tonight. We stand tonight leaning and depending on Jesus, knowing that he's able tonight, knowing that he's capable and able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. It's according to your faith on tonight. My brother, my sister, we're living in the last days. The Lord is on his way back, soon to come. And I see the signs of the times all around us. Amen. Different things taking places. Earthquakes in diverse places, unheard of places, so these floods and different things that's taking places, catastrophes in nature. Amen. As well as mankind, it's seeing the mindset of men being twisted and turned around, seeing decisions. The Bible said the wisdom of the wise will be turned backwards. And we see all these things around us. We're witnessing these things, and it behooves us, amen, it behooves us to really stay focused and get in touch with God and to stay in touch with him. We know not the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. We have to be also ready. For word on tonight, just for thought, amen. When others think that all hope is gone and have left you for dead, when others have stoned you, have taken the opportunity or chose to pick you out, to single you out, to pick on you, to fight with you, to give you problems, to give you issues, to oppress you, we have to understand and know that these things, amen, come, amen, to make us stronger. These things are going to be. The Bible says that in this walk, we have to understand and know that in this life, we're going to have troubles. We're going to suffer troubles in this life. So we have to stay focused, and we have to give God what's due him if we plan and expect to survive. God has given us the ability and has given us the tools that we need, amen, to be successful in him. He's given us the supplies and the things we need, amen, that we know to call on him, and we're able, amen, to allow him to do, amen, what we need him to do. But we have to, amen, give God the space and allow him the time to do it. He wants to work a miracle in your behalf. He wants to bring you out. He wants to work a wonder. He wants to make a way for you, but you have to allow him to do it. Amen. He's not going to press his way in. You have to open the door. He said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. Any man, amen, hear my voice. He said, and if you open the door, if you hear my voice and me knocking and you open the door, he said, I will come in unto you and I will sup with you, and you will be my people and I will be your God. And on tonight, we want the Lord to be our God. Many people worship different things, different idols and what have you, but we want the Lord to be our God on tonight. We want him to be, that's right, we want him to be our guide. We want him to be the one that we call on in the time of need is the Lord. So we're asking, amen, we're asking God to just continue to do, amen, what he does, and bless and keep us, amen, and give us the strength that we need, amen, to make it and to go on through. We're grateful tonight. Amen. God has been good to us. And we're glad about it on tonight. We make no excuse for what the Lord has done. Amen. For it is marvelous in our eyes. And we're grateful on tonight. Amen. For what he has done and for what he's doing. My brother and my sister, I want to encourage you tonight. There is victory in Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. But you have to reach up for the Lord. Amen. Reach up and allow God to work in your life. Allow him to make a spectacle out of you, a good spectacle. Allow him to bless you to where, amen, you're able to testify and tell others, amen, of what he has done and what he is doing. Amen. Allow him, amen, to manifest himself in your life to where you can tell others. Others will be able to see and know that the God that you serve is the real God. Amen. And that's the testimony. That's what God wants. He wants us to live a life that our life testifies of him. Our life speaks of him. So we have to put ourselves in the place to, amen, to allow God to do these things for us if we want these blessings. And yes, we have our hand out. We have our requests and different things. But it is God, amen, that knows all. We have to make a sacrifice. Amen. We have to put forth an effort, make a sacrifice unto the Lord. Amen. We ask God for so much. We want the Lord to do so much. But what are we willing to do for him? What sacrifices are we making for him? I'm coming to a place in my life. Amen. I've arrived at a place in my life, thank God, that it's not about fat show anymore. It's not about fashion or show. It's not about who likes me. It's not about who I'm trying to like, who I'm trying to impress, who I'm trying to make good with or what have you. But it's at a place now to where, amen, it's all about Jesus Christ and crucified. It's about the souls that needs to be saved. Amen. There are souls out there that need Christ, that need to be saved. Amen. I don't have time, amen, to deal with foolishness and ignorance of silly men, of foolish men. Amen. The foolishness and the ignorance. Amen. Seeking for wealth, seeking for fame, seeking for fortune. Amen. I'm not there. It's about souls. If we're not coming to the house of God, amen. If we're not coming to the house of God to worship and to praise him, if we're not coming to the house of God, amen, to give him the glory, if we're not coming to the house of God, amen, to lift up the name of Jesus, then what are we going for? Amen. What are we going for? What is it all about? Amen. So many people have different reasons why they go to the place of worship, to a church, so to speak, building. Amen. But I am not in question of that or in doubt of that. Amen. I know, amen, and why the reason why I go to church and why I worship the way I do. I know in whom I believe, and I know who I believe in. Amen. It is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen. It is not about hobnobbing, rubbing elbows, trying to get in good, trying to impress anything or anybody. It's not about that. It's about the glory of God and giving him the glory. Amen. And I don't want to be found in no church, amen, no place of worship, no building where God is not getting the glory. I don't waste my time getting dressed, getting fancied up, or getting dressed up to go and to be entertained or have some foolishness in church with foolish men, amen, that have no goals or incentives, but their goal is to raise money. The goal is for fame and fortune. It's not about that. It's about giving God the glory. And that's where I'll find myself tonight, at a place where it's all about giving God the glory. And God is not going to get the glory. Amen. I don't want any parts of it. Amen. So on tonight, I want to encourage you, amen, to just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Stay true to him. Amen. He will stay true to you. Amen. If you just be faithful to God, amen. He's always faithful. We serve a faithful God. Amen. He's never lost a case. Amen. But we have to put ourselves in a place to receive the blessings of the Lord. We can talk all we want to and say all kind of different things, trying to impress or trying to prove, amen. But if our mind is not made up, we can just wait. It's just we are sounding brass and tinkling cymbals, amen, if our mind is not made up. We have to make up our mind that when we really get tired of the foolishness and we really want God to move, we have to be willing to make a move. Amen. And sometimes there are times when changes don't always feel good. Change is not always comfortable. Change is not always pleasant. Sometimes change comes and it makes you uncomfortable. It cramps your style because it takes you out of your norm. It takes you out of the regular and out of your norm. And now it puts you in a place now that you have to renew or start afresh or start new or change up your old habits and old ways. But I come to encourage you tonight, there's power in change. There's victory in change. Yes, yes, change comes to take you to another level. Change comes to present you, amen, at another facet in life. But change comes to present you with another face, another opportunity, amen, to do what you didn't have to do or couldn't do before. It gives you an opportunity now to correct what was broken, what was fixed, what was messed up, to correct and to fix, amen, what was damaged. That's what change comes to do. So on tonight, I want to encourage you tonight to look for change, expect change. Don't be afraid of change, but change comes to make things better. On tonight, people are going to talk regardless. They're going to talk. When you make changes, don't think you're going to make a change or change is going to take place, and there's nothing said about it. Don't think that change is going to take place, and it's going to be all good and all pleasant. Everybody's going to lovey-dovey and everything. No, it doesn't happen that way. It don't work that way. Change comes, and you find that friends will turn their back on you when change comes. You'll find that family members will leave you and stop fooling with you when change comes. So we have to be encouraged tonight that when change comes, allow the change to take place. Amen. Allow it to be what it is. Amen. And the Lord will do just what he say. Amen. He's going to do. But we have to allow him to do it. Allow him the space. Amen. He sets us up for the blessing. He sets us up, amen, for a breakthrough. He sets us up, amen, for a move. But what happens is we are the ones that we hinder the blessing. We stifle our blessing. We prolong it because of our ignorance, because of our slothfulness, because of our laziness. Amen. We mess up. But God is saying tonight, it's time now. Amen. Time out for slothfulness. It's time now to pick up the pace. Amen. It's time now to move. Amen. When he says to move, it's time now, amen, to allow him, amen, to take us into those special places that he has prepared for us. Amen. Did you not know that there are special places with your name on it? God has special place with your name on it. Amen. There's blessings with your name on it. Amen. But you, amen, have to put yourself and allow yourself to be the place to allow God to bless you. Your name is on it, which means nobody else can get it, but you can prolong it. You can hinder. You can prevent your own blessing from coming by the things we say, by the things we do, the places we go, the people we're around, how we act. We are the ones that hinder. So I want to encourage you tonight, let nothing and nobody separate you, amen, from God. Amen. He's the one, and he's able tonight. Amen. But we have to allow him to do it. Amen. It's more than just words. It's more than just saying it. We have to allow him to do it. If we believe it, we say it and we believe it, then allow it and know it to be so. Amen. Speak it. Amen. Allow him, amen, to do it. Amen. Once you speak it, allow him to manifest. Amen. Once you speak in faith, walk in faith and watch God work the miracle for you. Amen. So we thank God tonight. We're praying God's blessings on his people. That the Lord will continue to keep you. Amen. And bless you, that you will ever be strengthened and in your moving and in your going. Amen. On this week, expect a wonderful thing from God on this week. Expect the Lord, amen, to do some marvelous and miraculous things on this week. Amen. And just know, my brother and sister, that there's nothing impossible, nothing too hard for God. He's able to do it. If he said it in his word, he's able to do it. He's able to perform it. If he promised you, he told you, he's going to perform it, but you have to allow him to do it. Be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus is my prayer tonight. Go with God, and he'll go with you. In Jesus' name is my prayer. God bless you, my brother and my sister.